I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
Time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show, where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better.
This is who's Monica, on the horn Monica with us. Monica hands my arm. She goes, I'm here for you.
I love it. That was fantastic. I felt so reassured, and my day's going to be good now.
I didn't remember the number, so I had to look it up online, and then I was looking it up, and then finally you said it again, and then I dialed it.
So you
dialed it the first time, and guess what number I got?
Oh, no. What?
My pillow.
Well, they have a special going on now. You get two small ones for free.
Monica, we're in cahoots with my pillow guy.
She didn't know that.
I don't know what no, I we're dialed, not. But we're I got not. My pillow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's fantastic.
Okay, so Monica, have you had your breakfast?
What I have for breakfast is a hot coffee and cream and honey.
Oh.
And then I have a delayed breakfast around 11 a.m.
Okay.
Oh, no, I haven't had my breakfast yet.
What might that 11 a.m. breakfast be?
I have two eggs with usually hot sauce or salsa.
Just by themselves? No platform?
I fry them.
But no toast?
No carbs. I save my carbs for beer.
Okay, we need a pillow. My pillow needs to say that.
Yeah.
I save my carbs for beer. Okay, I want to go back to something. First of all, have you noticed this? She's sort of a sauce person. She's got the honey in the coffee and the hot sauce on the eggs. But I want to talk about the temperature of your coffee and how important it is to you.
What?
Oh, okay.
She said hot coffee.
Well, I do a pour-over cup.
Uh-huh.
And it has to be a dark roast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... Yeah, the coffee is from the hot pot, so it's boiling, and then you pour it in there. Yeah, I like hot coffee. It needs to be hot. I don't know what temperature it is.
Okay. Oh, no, that's okay. You didn't need to know.
Do you have one of those hot pots that just heats in real quick? Those.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty good. Right. Well, that's hot. Yeah. Crying out loud. And Monica, by the way you're answering these questions, even like the eggs, it sounds like it's an everyday routine. Is it? The two eggs?
Yes.
Yeah.
When I'm feeling healthy, I will saute up, get this, some kale and onions.
For sure.
I mean, well, you and I could be friends, but John may not agree anymore. So,
fry up kale. Doesn't it get like soggy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
I love sauteed kale is really yummy with caramelized onions.
Mm.
But that takes a lot of effort.
Right.
You know, and sometimes I just don't have it.
Yeah.
So what's happening between the hot coffee and 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I do like to look on Facebook in the morning, if y'all know. That is true. I like to read articles. But I'm going to break that habit. And then, well, I'm self-employed, so I'll do a little business at my kitchen table. Maybe I'll go out to the studio in the morning.
What are you making?
I make jewelry.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so you're making...
Oh, it, like, specifically?
Yeah. Do you go, like, a bracelet phase and a ring phase, or do you just mix it up?
I mix it up.
Okay.
I'm done with a lot of my special projects. So I had some engagement rings last week.
Oh.
That was really fun. And they said yes, so that's kind of special to be part of that whole circle.
Yeah, there's stress involved with that. You can't screw that up.
I know. Believe me. And you can't be late either.
Yeah, no kidding.
No. Yesterday, actually, I spent the morning photographing my jewelry so I could post it on Facebook and my website and stuff. So that That was kind of, that's kind of fun.
Photographing jewelry or fine art is not necessarily the easiest thing to do.
No. Like, it's a lot easier now, though, with iPhones.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, anything's easier. Mm-hmm.
And editing it is a lot easier.
What's your...
You know, the funny thing is, though, I have to wake up a lot earlier than I used to because now my son is in high school. So we have to wake up. I have to wake up with an alarm, and that hasn't happened in the last 15 years.
Whoa.
Now, why is it so different with him? You have to make sure he's up.
On the bus?
Because a friend drives him to the high school, which is really nice. Thank you, Angie Nisler and Paul Nisler. And we have to meet at the 71 Mart at 7:15.
Hi, I see.
And they bring him there.
Okay.
So how far is the 71? How far is it from your house?
Well, I'm just promoting all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
71
yeah.
Mart.
Pillow.
How far is it?
2 miles.
Oh, yeah, so he can't walk.
I mean, he could, but that'd be a lot to ask.
That'd be a lot to ask.
What's your alarm sound like? Is it like a painful one or just a real soft?
That's funny you asked because I just changed that. I had my iPhone up there, so I was like, I don't want to sleep with my iPhone next to the bed anymore. So I was using the iPhone one, and I got, you know, tired of those ringers. So I went to Goodwill, and I found a new alarm, which is a radio alarm. So now I wake up to classical music.
Ah,
like the good old days.
Nice. Yeah. I got a little alarm in for the same reason, but it only worked for like 2 days, and I went back to having my phone next to me. Which I should. I'm gonna take that advice from you. I think I need to stop that. Something just not very healthy about that.
I don't know why I'm sharing this, Monica. But my dad went through a phase. He had an alarm clock that overhead projected the time on the ceiling. Can you imagine trying, if you have a sleep problem, to have the time on the ceiling? You know what I'm saying?
Is that only if he pushes snooze or pushes...
No, it's always there. Yeah, you wake up and there it is, projected on the ceiling. It's 6:42.
You'd never
get any sleep.
Oh, it's hard waking up when you don't want to, but here I am, all up and perky.
Yes, you are. Ordered
a couple pillows already, you're set to go.
Okay, so Monica, why do you support KEXE, KBXE?
Oh, I was just thinking about this. Well, one reason yesterday I was thinking about this is like I am kind of weary of the news on the radio. I listen to a lot of public radio too, but I'm just weary of it. And I can tune into you guys and there's no partisan news. It's just local voices. I know what's going on. I love Marshall Helmberger. I love his little newspaper, so I just listen to that. And so I like hearing people's voices from our community.
Well, thank you so much for being a member. We really appreciate it. For being on What's for Breakfast.
Quickly, Homestead Mills.
Oh, right.
Homestead Mills Country Blend Cereal Wild Rice Pancakes.
Pancakes.
They're in the mail. Look for a cream-colored linen bag.
All right.
But not a pillow. Bye. Brother, we are friends. Coming back in.